When Jesus said, "Seek ye first," he placed before us the best plan imaginable. It takes the first step and the rest follows. Let's take the first step today. Coming up from the International Gospel Hour, stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you always to our Jay Webb, and greetings to all of you. It is an honor for you to be with me today studying the Word of God. Indeed, friends, it is my honor. I'm so thankful that you've chosen our broadcast to be part of your listening and your study of God's Word. We have individuals that listen to us over the air radio, through podcast options. We even have from time to time homeschoolers that use us for their daily devotional. To our boys and girls, may you grow and learn more of Jesus Christ and have the Spirit of our Lord in Luke 2 and verse 52 to grow in the stature of the wisdom and stature rather and in favor with God and man, may it always be. In Matthew 6 and verse 33, Jesus simply said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Felicia Rashad, as her character Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show of Days Gone By, presented a beautiful song based on the beautiful words of Jesus Christ here from Matthew 6:33. Singing the song titled, "All Good Things Will Be Added Unto You," well, maybe you recall that, and if not, well, it's easily accessed either by re-airs or an internet search. But the words were beautiful. "Seek ye first the kingdom of his love. Make him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all good things will be added unto you. He's got everything you need. All he asks is that you heed and be faithful to the very end. When that judgment day is come, don't you want to be the one just to see his face and call him friend?" Oh, dear friends, beautiful thoughts based upon Jesus' teaching in Matthew 6:33. So today, let's think about seeking first the kingdom of God. And we will do this one step at a time. But first, here is our Jay Webb.
Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. That's internationalgospelhour.com. Please check it out and listen to our other broadcasts, learn more of our history, download our app, request our newsletter, and ask for our free Bible study by mail. Also, check out our free resources available from our fellow laborers in the gospel. Yes, friends, all for you through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Okay, then, let's continue today's study.
Dear friends, a special thanks to my brother and friend Mark Posey of Winfield, Alabama, and his exceptional work, Pulpit Preview, for the biblically based thoughts just ahead on our broadcast. We appreciate our co-laborers in the gospel here at International Gospel Hour. Once again, we go to the text of Matthew 6, and let's back up to verse 31. "Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." God knows all about our temporal needs on this earth. Matthew 6:31 and 32 affirm such. Eat, drink, clothing, God knows our needs and expects us to carry through with our responsibilities. We're reminded in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8 that if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith, he's worse than an infidel or an unbeliever. And in Philippians 4:19, we are reminded that God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Dear friends, I have long advocated, and have held it true in my own personal life, that if one puts Christ first in all one does, choices, decisions, and all, every decision that's prayerfully considered and everything that's in accordance with God's will, God will indeed bless that individual and will provide for that individual. One simply cannot outgive God, so remember, with God and with all things, well, first things first, or let's take it one step at a time. Considering our verse of Matthew 6 and verse 33, let's look first of all at the obligation to seek. We must understand that Jesus is giving us a command and not an option. If we desire a heavenly home, then we must follow after this absolute imperative of seeking first His kingdom. Seeking requires a diligent effort on our part, Hebrews 11 in verse 6, that says, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently," watch it, "seek Him." There's an obligation for you and I to seek first the kingdom of God. Number two, the object. The obligation is to seek, but to seek what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. These are the objects of which we pursue. I mean, the top priorities in a Christian's life would be the kingdom or the church. For Jesus said in Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So we understand to seek the kingdom of God, to seek His church that we read of in the New Testament, and His righteousness, which is revealed in that good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, Romans 1, 16 and 17. The obligation is to seek, and we seek the objects of the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We seek these things that God has provided. Number three, the order, we seek it first. We go one step at a time, in order, first things first. The emphasis is that the church that belongs to Christ must never take a back seat. In all we do, we must seek to put these things first in our hearts, our minds, soul, and our strength. For in Mark 12 and verse 30, Jesus said, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment." The concept of seeking first for the things of God is a predominant biblical concept that touches one's motivation and priorities, including how one spends their leisure time, the goal one sets in one's life, whether or not they experience spiritual growth. All of this when we seek first the kingdom. We must set that priority, dear friends. We must go one step at a time. The outcome: all these things shall be added to you. The statement here, friends, shows the blessings that will result if our priorities are right. The result for obediently seeking the kingdom and God's righteousness will lead to your every need being supplied in accordance to God Himself. What an awesome promise from God. Now, this does not mean that all your wants will be taken care of. Without fail, God will surely take care of what your daily requirements are. It's also a clear reminder that, from Luke 14:33, "So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." So we see the obligation to seek, the objects to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, the order therein to seek them first, and the outcome, how all these things shall be added unto us through God. You know, it was pointed out that one old recipe for rabbit started out with this injunction: first, catch the rabbit. And then, says the chief, well, the writer knew how to put first things first. That's what we do when we establish priorities. We put the things that should be in first place in their proper order. Dear friends, we simply begin one step at a time. And friends, maybe the first step is the next step. Are you seeking for answers? Can we help you in your pursuit of truth and seeking first the kingdom? We have a very special study through our friends at the World Video Bible School, and here is our J-Webb with the details of how you can engage in this free study.
Where did we come from? What is your purpose in life? How you answer these fundamental questions is greatly affected by whether you believe in God, believe the Bible is true, and believe Jesus to be divine. Our friend Rob Whitaker has a free online video study titled Believe the Bible, and it is an awesome study. Please allow us to send you the link, and you can check it out for yourself. Just call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say Believe the Bible. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and please leave your name, email, and just say Believe the Bible. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, email, and type Believe the Bible in the message blank. We will send the link to you. And now, let's get back to the Bible.
Dear friends, we hope you will find that online study of great value. We're thankful for those that have requested that study, and it's free for your viewing. We realize that many of you may not have the online access at your home or where you may live. We will gladly send you a Bible study by mail. If you'll reach out to us at 1-855-IGH-6988, just call us and give us your name and address and just say home study and we'll send that to you. The first step toward change is awareness. And the second step is acceptance, the words of Nathaniel Brandon. Worthy of our thoughts today, to be aware, then accept God's will for our lives. Let's continue these studies together at another time. Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.